Well, welcome to our annual Vision Day. This is not a normal Tuesday lunchtime. What we do is once a year, we just take the opportunity to step back from our normal week-in, week-out Bible talks, just to think together about the vision for the work here, and also to think about our finances as well. Before we do that, just as the last few people are arriving, perhaps you could just turn to the person next to you or someone around you, introduce yourself if you don't know each other, and just say how it is you first came across these Aldersgate talks, and then one thing which you appreciate about them. We don't normally have the opportunity to say hello to each other before the talk, so I hope that was helpful and stimulating. Please would you pick up a Bible and turn to Luke chapter 8 on page 864. Luke 8, page 864. And just to help us to begin to think about why these talks exist, I'm going to read Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. So just following on from where we were last week in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 8, verse 1, page 864. Soon afterwards, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their means. Now these verses really summarise what we are about here at the Aldersgate Talks. Right from the start of Jesus' public ministry, with the launch of his manifesto, which those of us who have been coming for a while will remember back in Luke chapter 4, Jesus' ministry has been a ministry of proclamation. It's easy, I think, to lose sight of that, perhaps because the miracles of Jesus so often grab our attention, and yet Luke reminds us here that Jesus is essentially a preacher with a message to be heard. Verse 1, soon afterwards he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. Or verse 4, when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable. Imagine the huge crowds there. Verse 4, town after town. What does he do as people flock to him? Why, he teaches them. Indeed, proclamation is a big theme for Luke at the very end of his gospel. Luke quotes the words of the risen Jesus as he says to his disciples, as he commissions them to take the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins to be proclaimed to all nations. And therefore, of course, this answers the question, how do I receive Jesus' salvation? How do I receive the forgiveness of sins that is at the heart of Jesus' message today, 2,000 years later? I can't meet Jesus face to face. How can I receive that message, receive that forgiveness today? Well, it is through hearing God's word proclaimed. And that is why our aim at the Aldersgate Talks week by week is simply to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. We are obviously situated here in the city. We are surrounded by thousands of people who come into this part of the city to work every day. They are here in London from all nations. It's one of the great things, isn't it, about living and working in London. People are here from all nations. The nations have come to us. But notice, as well as being reminded of Luke's emphasis and Jesus' emphasis on proclamation, notice too in verses 2 and 3 this lovely little snapshot we have of some of those who follow Jesus. Yes, you have the 12 apostles, but Luke also mentions three women. He mentions them by name. Remarkable in a society where generally rabbis wouldn't have taught women, and yet Luke honours them. They're from a variety of backgrounds. There's even Chusa, who is the wife of Herod's household manager. It's wonderful, isn't it, to think of the influence and the conversation she might have had in the household of King Herod. But what is it about them? Well, end of verse 3, it is that they've become disciples of Jesus, and so they are giving themselves to the service of Jesus and of the apostles. I suppose rather like the woman we looked at last week did. Do you remember how she was described, wasn't she, in verse 47 as one because she had been forgiven much by Jesus, so she loves Jesus much. That is what it means to be a disciple. It is to be someone who is forgiven by Jesus, and so to love Jesus, to serve Jesus, as these women do here, with whatever means we have, time, energy, gifts, resources, and so on. And that gives us our second aim for these talks here at Aldersgate, and that is we wish to equip those who are disciples of Jesus to be disciples of Jesus in the workplace. Perhaps one of the hardest places to follow Jesus, possibly after school, but all of us are slightly beyond that, so I guess one of the very hardest places to follow Jesus. Long hours, demanding jobs, huge pressure, I guess, for many of us, simply to keep our heads down and just to get on with the job and forget about serving Jesus. The pressure to do that is enormous. And therefore, we are keen to serve followers of Jesus Christ, to encourage them to be publicly disciples of Jesus in the workplace. And in particular, to strengthen them in their evangelism. So think of a Christian, for example, who lives in North London. Perhaps you live there yourself, and you're involved in a local church. You work here in the city. You have colleagues, obviously, from all over the place. Unlikely, I guess, that you have colleagues who live close enough to you at home such that you could bring them along to your local church. You know, they might live in Essex or on the south coast or Hampshire or wherever. So unlikely that they'll ever come along to your local church. But how wonderful that the Aldersgate talks exist. Indeed, how wonderful there's a whole network of talks like this across London, from the West End all the way over to Canary Wharf, where people can bring their colleagues to hear about Jesus, those who are wanting to do so. So those really are our two aims. One, to proclaim the message of Jesus to those who don't yet know Jesus. Two, to equip and encourage disciples of Jesus to serve him in the workplace. And hopefully if you've been coming for a few weeks or so, then you'll have appreciated the fact that in terms of our talks on Tuesday lunchtimes, with our talks we aim to do both of those things, both to have something to say and to address those who are looking in on the Christian faith, as well as to equip those who would regard themselves as disciples of Jesus already. We also run, as you know, our regular Christianity Explore courses for those who are wanting to think a little bit further about the Christian faith, and partnership Bible study groups for disciples of Jesus. So then, that is the aim of these talks. We're not a substitute. We don't regard ourselves as a substitute for a home church or local church where you live, or a sort of rival for your home church or local church. It's why we don't tend to do some of the things which local churches do. So, you know, we don't run things like marriage courses or parenting courses. And we probably don't teach the same sort of balanced diet from a sort of breadth of the Bible as you might get in a local church. So please don't hold back from getting stuck in here because you are involved in a local church somewhere else. We see them very much as complementary. Hopefully those who have been coming here for a while, you see the two as complementary yourself as well. And please don't hold back either if you come from a different kind of church background to some here at the Aldersgate talks. Obviously, this is a Church of England church. I'm a Church of England vicar. But I'm always very struck on a Tuesday. There's something very wonderful, I think, about the fact that lunchtime talks like this do tend to attract a real breadth of people coming from all sorts of different church backgrounds. Obviously, we don't forget our differences. But nonetheless, we graciously lay them aside, so to speak, so that we can share our commitment to being disciples of Jesus Christ in the workplace and making his wonderful gospel known. Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great privilege we have of this proclaiming ministry, week by week, through the week. Thank you for the many who come along to these talks. And we pray, Heavenly Father, please would you continue to use these talks as you have done so much in the past to bring those who don't yet know the Lord Jesus under the sound of his gospel, and to encourage those who do know him, those who are his disciples, to be publicly his, publicly Christian in the workplace. And we ask it in his name. Amen.